Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The roles are reversed. Gina has the questions. Myself and Sherry are going to try and answer them. Sherry, you're playing for $25 to Pizza John's.
Yes.
Okay, it's just us, Sherry. Number one, what member of the Trump administration is giving the keynote address at the Naval Academy later this month? It was announced.
It was, and I don't remember what it was.
That's
who
okay.
He is.
You want to give a guess?
Nah.
Okay, alrighty. Number two, Preakness just announced two headliners for their concert. Name one of them if you know. They just announced it yesterday. It came out of nowhere. I thought they weren't going to have any music.
You really stumped me today.
I know, this is tough. I don't know if Greg's going to get these either. Any kind of guess or anything? You don't know?
No.
Okay. Sherry. Oh, no. Let's try to get some points on the board with this last one so we don't have to give you a goose egg. I'd feel bad about that.
Yesterday, I made 2 out of 3. Why? But I couldn't get through.
With the home version. Yeah, people play better generally at home or in the car than they do when they're on the spot. But true or false for number three, Six Flags America and Hurricane Harbor just announced they will permanently close at the end of this season. Is that true or false?
True.
Correct, Sherry. Points on the board. I can't believe that one. I mean, that's like an institution. Okay, don't comment there, Sherry, because Greg came back with his shirt.
Okay.
Okay, what member of the Trump...
Wait, what was her score?
She got points on the board.
Okay.
It's very hard, so I don't know how you're going to do.
Okay.
What member of the Trump administration is giving the keynote address at the Naval Academy later this month?
The vice president.
What's his name?
Vance, Chance, something, Fillmore.
Should I give him half a point?
Yeah.
J.D. Vance.
The same thing.
Okay. We'll give him a half a point.
I said Vance, right?
You said Vance, but that's a half a name because it's the last name.
I mean, we say Trump all the time.
That's true. I did say Trump administration. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see if it comes down to something, we'll see. I'll give you half for right now. Headliners for the concert for Preakness. You name one of them.
Lil Wayne.
No.
No? It's a little somebody.
T-Pain and Wyclef Jean.
Okay, whatever.
To go, Greg.
Sorry.
I wish Lil Wayne was coming. Move. Get out the way. Okay, can't sing that one. Okay, last but not least, true or false, Six Flags America and Hurricane Harbor announced they're going to permanently close at the end of the season.
This makes me sad. That's true.
It is, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a point and a half.
No.
So you beat a point for sure.
It's under protest. We're putting the headphones on like Brandon Hyde always makes them. We're reviewing the play today.
We're going to New York with that little box, and they're going to put their headphones on and watch.
The call on the field has been overturned.
I don't know about that. Sherry, what do you think? I mean, he won anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But what do you think about that J.D. Vance one? You think he should have his full name, right?
We gave him half a point.
Right, like when they were campaigning, it wasn't like... I'm President Trump, and I'm excited to have Vance on the road with me.
Whatever. All right, listen, you're getting this $25 to Pizza John's.
Yes.
Can't wait for you to have some good food.
Yay!
Yeah, thank you.
You're a good sport, Sherry, and so is Greg, I guess.
We'll do it again Monday. Yeah. Weekend events trivia on the College of Knowledge on today's 101.9.